Find the purple rocks?
Yep. Very small, sparkly fragments are rock. They're like on in places.
Biotite is a brown mica substance.
Okay, Houston, I'm gonna change lenses on you.
Roger, Neil.
Life support consumable still looking good.
Houston, that's affirmative. We're getting a new picture. You can tell it's a longer focal length lens. And for your information, all LEM systems are go. Over.
Your information, all LEM. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Roger, we've got you boresighted, but back to
Roger,
one side.
For those who haven't read the plaque, we'll read the plaque that's on the front landing gear of this LAM. There's two hemispheres, one showing each of the two hemispheres of Earth. Underneath it says, "Dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 AD. It came in peace for all mankind. It has the crew members' signatures and the signature of the President of the United States." Pull up out some of my cable for me, please?
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Could we get both of you in the camera for a minute, please?
Say again, Houston.
Roger, we'd like to get both of you in the field of view of the camera for a minute.
Roger, we'd like to get both of you in the field of view of the camera for a
minute. Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you. Over.
Be an honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you... For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment, in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but man of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity, and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Look forward to that very much, sir.
Columbia, Columbia, this is Houston, over.
Loud and clear, Houston.
Roger, I've got a P-22 auto optics pad for you. Roger, P-22, landmark ID, LEM, T1-110-2656. T2-110-2656. 3206, 3 miles south. Time of closest approach, 110-3340. Shaft, 353.855. Trunnion, 46.495. Roll 0, pitch 250, yaw 0, over. Neil and Buzz, this is Houston. To clarify my last, your consumables are in good shape at this time. The 30-minute reference was with respect to the nominal timeline, over.
Roger, I understand that.
Neil's been on the surface now slightly over an hour and 20 minutes.
Hey, don't note any abnormalities in the limb. Quads seem to be in good shape. The primary and secondary struts are in good shape. Antennas are all in place. Yep. There's no evidence of problem underneath the limb due to either the engine exhaust or drainage of any kind.
Roger up.
It's very surprising the very surprising lack of penetration of all four of the foot pads. I'd say if we were to try and determine just how far below the surface they would have penetrated, you'd measure in 2 or 3 inches, wouldn't you say, Neil?
At the most, yeah. That fly strut there is probably even less than that.
Stage, and I think we'll be able to see a little bit better what the ripple effects are. to be quite minimal.
Roger. Buzz, this is Houston. You've got about 10 minutes left now prior to commencing your EVA termination activities. Over.
Termination activities. Over.
Roger, I understand.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. The passive seismic experiment has been uncaged, and we're observing short period oscillations in it. Over. Thank you.
Neil Armstrong has been on the surface now about an hour and 50 minutes. In the foreground, Buzz Aldrin is collecting a core tube sample.
I hope you're watching how hard I have to hit this into the ground to the tune of about 5 inches, Houston.
Roger.
Got it, sample.
Experiment. Two core tubes and the solar wind, over.
Roger.
The core tubes provide material.
I'm getting the next one, maybe you can, turn away the box a little bit.
Yeah, I'll take care of.
Buzz, this is Houston. You have approximately 3 minutes until you must commence your EVA termination activities. Over.
Roger, understand.
Columbia, this is Houston. Approximately 1 minute to LOS. Over.
1 minute. Columbia, Roger.
And do you plan on commencing your sweep on the backside this pass? If so, we'll disable uplink to you while we're talking to the LEM. Over.
Negative that.
Houston, were you able to record in a documentary way where the two samples were taken?
Negative.
Well, I didn't get a stereo pair of those two, but they're right in the vicinity of the solar wind.
Neil, this is Houston. After you've got the core tubes and the solar wind, anything else that you can throw into the box would be acceptable.
I do.
Buzz Aldrin retrieving the solar wind experiment.
This is Apollo Control. Spacecraft Columbia has gone behind the moon on the 23rd lunar revolution. Be acquired again at, well, let's see now. It looks like we don't have acquisition table up yet for next rev. During this pass and the short conversation toward the end of the front side pass with Columbia, the network transmitters have been arranged so that the transmissions would not disturb the crew of Eagle, who at this time should still be asleep. Not since Adam has any human known such solitude as Mike Collins is experiencing during the 47 minutes of each lunar revolution when he's behind the moon with no one to talk to except his tape recorder aboard Columbia. while he waits for his comrades to soar with Eagle from Tranquility Base and rejoin him for the trip back to Earth. Collins, with the help of flight controllers here in Mission Control Center, has kept the command module systems going pocket-a, pocket-a, pocket-a. At 121 hours, 12 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.